This podcast is brought to you by Workle, a platform helping people get happier at work. Find out more at workle.co. Work happier.
Talking about happiness and being happy at work isn't a fluffy thing. Some people might say it's all a bit woke. It's hard-nosed. You can measure it in business and it has commercial benefits.
Welcome to the Happy Work Life podcast, where people with inspiring careers reflect on how happy they have been in their working lives. On this podcast, we hear from a range of people working in business, startups, science, academia, media, healthcare, fashion, and much more, and find out which roles gave them the most satisfaction and, importantly, what they have done to get happier at work. So, sit down with me, Mark Price, founder of Workle, to help you get happier at work. Workle is the platform where you can find a job in the happiest companies, take our happiness test, network, and get career support from experts, and much, much more.
I'm Becca Smith from Workle, and we're turning the tables on our founder, Mark, and interviewing him in this episode. We'll hear all about his new book, Happy Economics, and why you should read it.
You are normally the one interviewing, however, I am today, and I'm here to talk to you about your book, Happy Economics. Can you tell me what that is?
Well, first of all, it's so nice to be interviewed by you, Becca. And yes, I'm delighted to tell you what the book is all about. Happy Economics, to explain Happy Economics. Happy Economics is the study of how employees' happiness at work drives commercial and organisational performance. Or to put it another way, what the book explains is how happy employees go the extra mile, give more, have less sick absence, are less likely to leave their job, and therefore that drives commercial outperformance. And it's better for the individual, it's better for organisations, and it's better for a country's economy. So Happy Economics is that study. And what we do at Workle is we help organisations to measure that extra effort that an individual gives. We compare it to their competitors, and we can put a number on it. So the book explains the rationale of what Happy Economics is, how it can be measured, and how it can drive improved performance.
And within the book, you have a number of people contributing their thoughts to it. What's one of your top contributions?
Oh, well, there are, as you say, there are lots of brilliant people who very, very happily were prepared to give their time, because what they recognise is that Happy Economics works. Well, there are so many tips. There are tips on mental health at work. There are tips on how to have an inclusive workforce. But the one that really resonates with me, I think, is the contribution from Anne Franca, the CEO at the Chartered Management Institute. And she just talks about the power of the importance of having a good manager, and that managers are trained and skilled. So if I had to pick one, which is a little onerous, that's the one I would pick.
Why did you write it? How many years has this been in the making?
Well, quite a long time. After I'd left John Lewis and Waitrose, which is a long time ago now, 9-10 years ago, I wrote a book about the philosophy of John Lewis and Waitrose and how it works. And that really set me on a path of building Workle, the digital platform that I built to help individuals and businesses track and measure and improve workplace happiness. And now, having run that platform for 5 or 6 years, I just had a huge amount of data. And what the data clearly showed was that the happier and more engaged employees were in their jobs, the better the commercial performance of the company. So over the course of practically putting in place steps, measuring happiness at work, say flight risk, well-being risk, a whole host of things, what I was able to do is to collate this book to demonstrate that there really, really is a link between commercial organisational performance and the happiness of people. So it was that overwhelming evidence that made me think now's the right time to put this in a book and to share it more widely, because it's an easy way for companies to improve their performance, to measure how happy their people are, to measure how happy their people are and how much extra discretionary effort they get with those people compared to other organisations that they either compete with or sit alongside.
And who should be reading the book? Is it for everybody? It's not just for business leaders.
I would say that all managers should read the book. There's something in there for every single manager on what makes your team happy. So I would say every single manager. My hope is to write something else over this winter so that next year I can write a book about individuals. So for every individual that goes to work, what is it that can make you happy and how can you make yourself happier at work?
And what's the one takeaway that you want people to take away from the book, you know, after reading it? What's the one thing that you want people to remember?
I think people will remember that talking about happiness and being happy at work isn't a fluffy thing. Some people might say it's all a bit woke. It isn't. It's hard-nosed. If you're a sports person and you've got a coach, the coach might well say to you, were you happy with that game? Or were you happy with the way you struck that putt? And that's completely normal. That's the kind of conversation that people have. But what they understand is what they mean by happy. So if you're happy with that putt, it probably means you struck it out of the center of the club, you gave the right break, you had the right weight on the putt to get it to the hole and in. So people understand what that means. I think in the workplace, it's very, very clear to me what it means to be happy at work. So what I've been able to do over my 30 odd years in John Lewis and Waitrose, and then subsequently, is really understand what it is that either makes people happy or unhappy. So when somebody says to you, I'm happy in my job, or I'm not happy in my job, or I'm okay, what are the component parts that are making them say that? And it's things like reward and recognition. Am I fairly paid? Am I told I'm doing well when I am doing well? Is it about having the information to do their job? Do they know what's going on in the company? Is it about feeling empowered so they can get on and do their job? Do they feel respected? Do they feel that their views are heard? It's about their well-being. So does the company and their manager care for them? It's about having a sense of pride in what they do. And it's about being developed, having their career developed and the relationship they have with their manager. So over decades, I've been able to spend time and study what is it that makes people say, I'm either happy or I'm not happy. And then what we do is we measure that, we can track it, and we can improve it. So the one thing I hope that changes at the end of this is that people don't think that happy is some kind of fluffy, unmeasurable concept, but actually understand it's hard-nosed, you can measure it in business, and it has commercial benefits.
Thank you, Mark. I look forward to reading the book.
Thank you, Becca.
To listen to more episodes and find out how to get happy in your working life, head to workall.co. Work happier.